Hello, everyone. Today is Tuesday, January the 24th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for future episodes, make sure you send those in a text to the number 252-582-5028.
You okay?
I got stumbled on my words there a little bit.
It's okay.
You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting this podcast. You can share it online. Leave it with someone who you feel like needs to hear the gospel today, and you can leave us a good review on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, anywhere that you get podcasts, anywhere that you listen to the radio, truthnetwork.com, WIZS. You could leave a good review, and we're going to leave you a link in the description of this podcast right here so that you can help us do that.
That's right. I took another sip of my coffee, so we should be okay now.
You okay?
I do want to mention, as we're headed toward the verse of the day, I'm looking over the run sheets, and John, you do an amazing job each week.
I already see
setting
what you're
out the run sheets, getting them
organized.
I don't
know how that happened.
But I'm unfamiliar with this book of the Bible for the verse of the day today. That's the book of Jesus.
Well, little lady, let me elucidate you here. I just saw that for the first time. I don't know how that happened.
Where's the book of Jesus?
The book
in
of
the Bible?
Jesus. So the verse of the day is coming from Jesus 8:31 through 32. I think what happened is I was up late last night, and again, there's an infant in my bed.
Sure.
I think
you've mentioned that once or seven times on the podcast.
So I'm not sleeping.
I understand.
So in typing the run sheet, some wires must have got crossed upstairs. And now we're reading from the book of Jesus, 8:31 through
32. Perfectly fine. And you know, from a theological standpoint, you're not wrong.
It's his book. I saw in a Christian bookstore one time, it was a Bible, and it said, it was like the Bible, and it just said, by God. Like, I don't know if it meant like
as the author.
I think so. I think it was the Bible by God, but it could have also been like, by God, it's the Bible. So I don't know.
Interesting.
John, not Jesus, John 8:31 through 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what, Ryan?
Shall make you free. That's right.
Man.
Truth is the source of freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of, that's kind of a prized pursuit in our culture is, I want to be free. I don't want any restraints on me. I want to be my own boss. I want to be in charge of my schedule. I want to work on my terms, work remotely, work from home, and all that's fine.
Yep.
But true freedom comes from the word of God.
That's right.
And comes from a relationship with the word of God that John, you know, describes for us. That's Jesus.
Yeah.
That's where we get true freedom.
Right. Well, because we tend to think that the truth shall set you free means just tell the truth. Don't be a liar. Don't live in lies. And
you should. Yeah. You should be honest.
And I think there's an element of validity to that. At the same time, Jesus is talking about himself. He said, I am the truth.
That's right.
I'm the truth. You live in, that's why he says, if you abide in my word, if you stay there, if you abide within me, man, you're going to be free and you're going to know real freedom. And that's something that we as a worship team actually at Clearview Church have been talking about for the past couple of years is there's freedom in worship.
Yeah.
You know, we don't lift our hands and we don't let our emotions out, but just because it feels good, it's because that's what freedom looks like. There's no fear of ridicule or persecution or anything like that. There's freedom in a life lived with Jesus.
That's right.
You want to skip the banter today because we have another special guest.
We do have another special guest.
And he was here yesterday, and I'm not going to lie to you, I got a hype.
Hype.
I was real hyped.
Hype on Biscuitville Biscuits.
You know, I actually went to Biscuitville yesterday after he said that.
What'd you get?
I just got a plain butter biscuit.
Huh?
I just got a plain biscuit.
You know, they
have butter.
Like the hot honey, like chicken biscuit with like pimento cheese. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah. I was in the mood for like a biscuit with jelly. I didn't get the jelly though. They didn't even give me the jelly. So I just got a plain butter biscuit.
All right. Well, I'm going to get our special guest before I get any more angry with you about your Biscuitville choice. We're going to get Dr. Shah and our special guest in just a second. But if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, listeners. I'm John Galantis.
And I'm Ellie Galantis.
And we just want to take a quick second and talk to you about Dr. Shah's and Nicole's book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, daily devotions to help you move forward.
You know, this is actually the second book in the 30 Days series, and the whole point of this devotional is to help us get unstuck from the ruts of life.
You know, when it comes to running the race of life, it matters how you start, but a bad start doesn't ultimately determine how you finish the race. You can have a good finish even with a bad start, and that's where this book comes in.
No matter who you are or where you are in life, you're going to get stuck. Instead of going out and buying some gadget or some planner, like I know I've done several times.
I know that's right.
30 days encourages you to find your fresh start in God's word.
And life doesn't have a reset button, but our God is a God who does new things. His mercies are new every day, which means every day is a new chance for you to start over.
You can grab 30 days to a new beginning on Amazon.com. We're going to leave a link in the description box below. And if you already have the book, let us know what you think about it.
That's right. Send us a text, 252-582-5028. Share what God has done in your life through this devotional. Hey, maybe we'll even read your story on the air. Ellie, you ready to get back to the show?
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, make sure you send us a text at 252-582-5028. Dr. Shah is in the studio with us today, as well as our very special guest, Mr. Stu Epperson. How are you today, my friends?
I'm doing very well. We're really excited. We already had Stu on our first show, and here we are again.
Amen.
It's an awesome day.
That's right.
Very, very cool. Wonderful to be with you. Just a treat to see. This is kind of where the sausage is made. This is the kitchen. This
the
is
inner the, workings.
You left us on a hungry note yesterday. So
yeah, sorry about that.
I should have grabbed some sausage before we came in here. We could have just made it and fried it right here.
Yeah, just fry it like a little hot plate on the table.
Well, if you guys are new and visiting with us, if this is your first time ever tuning into Clearview Today, we want to welcome you. Dr. Abadan Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, pastor, and the host of today's show. You can follow his work on his website. That's abadanshah.com.
That's right. And if you guys listened to yesterday, like we've been talking about on yesterday's episode, we were talking with Mr. Stu Epperson Jr. And among other stations, Clearview Today, the show that we're currently on, that we're recording.
That's what you're listening to. That's right now.
In case you were confused about what the title is, that is the title. It airs on the Truth Network every single day. And that network is owned and operated, of course, by Mr. Stu, who's with us today. We want to talk a little bit today. We want to change the conversation a little bit. We talked yesterday about broadcasting. So if you haven't done so yet, make sure you go back and listen to that episode. First. You can find them on clearviewtodayshow.com. You can find them on our Facebook page. Make sure you go and check those out. But today we want to talk a little bit about evangelism, especially evangelism as it relates to radio ministry. You know, I think it's safe to say, Mr. Stu, that you operate the Truth Network because of your heart for spreading the gospel.
Yeah, that's it. I just got, you know, it's interesting. You get, at some point, the light comes on, and you want to tell people about Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And it occurred to me, wait a second. I can get behind this microphone right here, talk into this thing. A lot smarter people than me can make sure that it's hot and that it's working and it's going where it needs to go.
Right.
And we can broadcast the message of Jesus to a whole bunch of people.
Right.
Absolutely.
And in the people that send us letters and that send you letters that respond to this, you've never met them before.
Right.
You may not see them till heaven.
That's right.
And so I was just kind of encouraged and blessed and blown away by that. And it kind of made sense growing up in a, like you, Dr. Shah, in a ministry home that was big on that, but not getting it. And then when the light came on, I thought how cool it is to be able to bless and love a whole lot of people. And by the way, these are a lot of people that not only could I maybe not get to all of them, but maybe they couldn't get here.
Yes,
and there's folks that can't get to the church. There's folks that are confined to a home, or they're stuck in a situation. They have no transportation. Maybe they're in a part of the country or part of the world.
Right.
Where they don't have access to Bible teaching, solid teaching.
That's right.
Maybe it's a pastor and this is something that's really become very predominant with what we're doing with the Truth Network. A lot of pastors listen. I spend a lot of time with pastors.
Yes.
Blessing them with resources. And they listen to you, Dr. Shah, and
you're
equipping and encouraging them because they might be like a lone warrior. Out there in the middle of a dry and thirsty area, that just doesn't have the resources and that can't go. I mean, you're within a Big Bertha shot of a major seminary, some major churches. I mean, even your own church has become a resource. You'll have this amazing apologetics conference. Big times. I saw the list of the rosters, speakers. I'm like, wow, I need to be on the front row of that all 2 days.
Right.
Unbelievable. And you've got this bookstore, you've got these resources. And so it's really, now God's kind of helping you kind of mobilize. And so through the radio, you can just touch all those people.
Amen. Amen.
And it's kind of neat to be able to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, I had this mentality, and it wasn't really something that was taught to me. It was just something I kind of picked up, is that sit down and let the adults talk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Be seen and not heard. Sit down. And I felt like as I grew up, especially I got saved at 15, that attitude was sort of an attitude that in some ways the church was adopting. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I came here, I was like 21, where I met you, Dr. Shah, and I see this in you too, where it's this attitude of, it's not that I have something important to say, but on God's behalf, the word of God is worth saying.
Amen.
And no matter what happens, I'm going to say it.
Right. Mm.
That was completely foreign to me. And I think that mindset has transformed me as a person. And that's something I admire about both of you two guys, is I have that mind, that mentality of, well, I'm not going to say anything. Let someone else take it. But you're like, no, this is the truth.
Right.
And in the state of the world today, if I don't say it, no one else is going to. So I'm going to say it.
Absolutely.
And I love that.
Well, I learned that from my dad growing up. You know, he was a Muslim and radically changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he carried that same boldness, right? Just the way like the Apostle Paul, you know, just bold about the gospel. Not brash, not hateful or anything. Just bold in the sense that he knew that if that gospel can change his life, it can change any person's life. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he worked all over America. I mean, you know, he was a pastor, same church, only church for almost 57 years when he passed away. Mm-hmm. But he would go in the villages, he would go do revivals and crusades, and even work with the Billy Graham crusade for a while, you know, helping in translate for them and speak for them. So all these things he did because he believed that the gospel has to be preached, and you know, he was bold about it.
Yeah.
And something he instilled in us as kids that did not come to fruition until, you know, I felt God's call in ministry and I began to do it and then came to pastor this church, I realized, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have the words of eternal life. And people, if you truly believe that there is only one life and then comes a judgment, right? There is no coming back. There's no second chance on the other side that we're talking about here. There's only one heaven, one hell. Mm-hmm. And if we have the truth, why are we not telling the world?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And broadcasting to me is just, we talked about sowing seeds last show. That's the way you scatter it as far as possible to as many people as possible and let the word of God, which will never return void, in the power of the Holy Spirit, transform these lives wherever they are. You know, and another thing that my father told me, this is when I became a pastor and began to do my PhD work, he said, son, you have a unique platform. You'll be able to say a lot of things that other people can't say because of ethnicity, because of their background. They feel like, it's not my place. It is your place. So when it comes to convictions about Christ being the only way, truth, and life, when it comes to convictions about the Bible is not just some manufactured, you know, set of things to control the world by Westerners.
Right.
You know, you go out there and tell them, no, the Bible is God's word, applies across the board, and Jesus Christ is the only way, truth, and life for people, no matter what color they are, no matter what background they come from. That's what it's about. You tell them loudly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the conviction with which I operate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. It's really transformed me as a person because I want to be that way. I want to be someone who's not concerned about whether I'm right or whether someone's going to, you know, disagree with me. You know, if this, like, it's just like you said, if this is the truth, if I'm not saying it and if I'm not bold about it, then there's some unbelief there or there's some doubt or there's some fear that's greater than my belief. And it can't be that way. And over the past few years, I've felt myself as a Christian just being transformed and being almost obsessed with just getting the word out there. And then meeting you, Stu, with this radio show, it's like God is like, okay, finally, you're stepping out in faith. Let's do it together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, we hear on, like, from our side of things on the radio show, people text in and say how the program is impacting them. But I'm sure you have stories from far and wide of people who are saying, hey, your broadcasts are changing my life. I'm being impacted by the gospel.
And one of my favorites is I get these multiple page single space letters.
Wow.
Prisoners.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And one of them said, look, I want to send you some money. I don't have any money, but I got, you know, I think he made like $3.50 in a month. And,
wow.
And I think he sent us, after a few months, he sent us like $7 or $8. And we just get these letter after letter. And we thought, well, this is kind of a unique, weird thing one time. Well, right. Then he sends us another 7-page single-spaced, you know, handwritten letter. Mm-hmm. Mm. And one of the letters we got from a prisoner basically said this, and I carried this with me to the point where I almost have it memorized. And I had my associate underline these words. He said, look, he said, thank you for bringing the gospel on the radio and for the privilege for us to hear something that has penetrated barbed wire and thick stone walls.
Beautiful.
To bring us the good news of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. That's beautiful.
And I got that letter on a real rough day at the Truth Network. It was a couple years ago. We had just gotten flooded, one of our main sites. It was bad. Mm. And it's just interesting the stuff that happens, you know. So
yeah.
And it's easy to get down. And somehow the Lord had that letter pop on my desk on a Monday. And this is what really touched me about it. At the end of that letter, this prisoner, this inmate said, he said, I wish there was more I could do for you.
I'm
praying for you, and I'm trying to, you know, gather a little money to send you anything I have.
Wow.
And I thought, here you got a guy in prison mm-hmm. who is more free, who is more liberated than so many of us on the outside.
Right.
And whether we're in bondage to just stuff or this crazy, endless, chaotic cycle of life the tyranny, the urgent, and our devices and all the, you know, chaos and the anger and the vitriol and the evil stuff of our culture. Here you have someone who's set free.
Yeah. Right.
And it takes his pen up and writes a letter to a Christian radio guy who's supposed to have it together. Hang out with me long enough, you know I don't. And that blessed the socks off of me to hear from that inmate that he's praying for us. Mm. So I know right now, no matter how hard my day gets, there's a guy confined behind barbed wire, locked up, on his knees praying for the Truth Network, and now he's praying for Dr. Shaw, and he's praying for Ryan and for John and this amazing ministry here,
right?
Because he's hearing you, and I'm gonna tell you, they don't allow these devices in there. Mm. Like, well, everyone listens on the phone now. There's no, well, let me time out. Mm. You think they're gonna give someone a maximum security and Butner a smartphone? Yeah, let's hear it. Here you go. Here you go, guys. Yeah, let's see.
Like, I'm trusting you with that.
Yeah, but they will give you an AM radio.
Mm. Isn't that something?
And an FM radio in some cases, more AM than FM. Wow. And those guys will turn it on. And I'm at church one day, and a guy on the church softball team in Winston-Salem comes up and he says, Stu, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He says, I was in prison yesterday playing the softball team. Mm-hmm. And this inmate came up to me and says, do you know a guy named Stu? Because they knew we were from Winston-Salem. He says, well, yeah, I see him all the time. He goes to our church. Tell him I listen day and night. I love his station. It's changed my life. It's amazing. Give him a big hug for me. So this guy gave me a hug. He says, this is from someone.
Transitive hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, but that right there, that makes, you know, that's so encouraging. And that shows, you know, once in a while, the Lord will let us see some neat things that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of what God's doing. And that should encourage us to keep going. So, you know, that's why I'm so excited that you all are on the air.
Yeah.
Mm. And keep preaching that word and things will get tough. And a lot, you know, with radio ministry, some months will be a little bit slack or some, you know, maybe a major donor drops off or you go through a cycle of a little bit of a slow, you know, slow time, whatnot. But, you know, hang in there and be vigilant because you don't know who you will see in heaven one day.
Absolutely.
Because you faithfully, and this is not just people out there, we're talking media, we're talking broadcast, but this is someone out there who just gave a little gospel track to a waitress.
Yeah.
And you gave her a really good tip. Okay.
You gave her
30%.
You didn't get one of those little fake money tracks.
Right, that's right. Don't say, hey, here's $1 million track, you know, your single mom barely making it, but you know, this is more valuable than money. No, give her a fat tip. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But give the gospel track. Just say, you know, don't monopolize her time so she doesn't make any other tips from everyone else because they're mad at her. But just give the gospel track.
That's right.
Maybe write the Christian radio station on the back of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't know that. So, you know, I have met people who've read gospel tracks that saved their life. You have talked about people on our last show that just walked by and they heard the radio broadcasting from a house. They heard about Christ on the way to commit suicide and they gave their life to Christ. They went from death to life.
Amen.
Right then and there.
In that moment. And so you just don't know the kind of impact you're having. So that's a call for everyone to be vigilant sharing the gospel, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing, but also a great heart of gratitude in my heart for ministries like Clearview.
Yeah.
Clearview Today, because y'all are doing this, you know, on broadcast to reach a whole lot of folks. So the people that stand with this ministry that support you with prayer, which is huge.
Absolutely.
That support this ministry financially, that write you a check of whatever God tells them. It's not theirs anyway.
That's right.
They are giving in a compounded, an amazing gift that's going to go touch a whole lot of people.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And they're going to bump into someone in heaven one day. It's like, oh my soul, I heard this Dr. Shaw. And thank you for what you're doing with that, Dr. Shaw.
Thank you. And thank you for, again, the opportunity for us to be able to do that. You know, we met at that restaurant, George's restaurant,
right
downtown, sat down, talked. And when we came back here, I asked my team, I said, what do you think? He said, that man has so much passion.
There's an electricity. Even when you were talking about breakfast, like someone just sitting talking about breakfast, I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Let's get
let's
breakfast.
Do it. There's an electrifying personality that I think a lot of Christians lack, or a lot of Christians want to be that way. But, you know, where does that come from in you?
Well, that's a good question. God is so gracious.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, you know, just don't spend too much time talking to my wife, okay? It's like you'll have a whole other, you know, version, but God's put her in my life. She's got the, probably like your wife, has the gift of discernment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She does. Yes, she does.
Keeps me humble, and I've got four daughters, a son-in-law, a grandson, and I would say that there is he who began a good work in me has been very faithful to complete it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And so I have, I had a down moment. I had a down moment this morning driving over here.
Yeah,
and so all the stuff that we quote and all the things that, you know, the sermonettes for Christianettes, like it kind of gets real in that moment.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, you know, what's interesting is, I mean, you know, I'm just like anybody else that's a believer. We all stop. We all look up. We say, Lord, I need you.
Amen.
And just pour your grace in.
That's right.
And so coming to sit with you all today is like therapy, because I'm with a bunch of brothers in Christ that love Jesus, and so I'm feeding off this energy,
right?
And I just that's what I love doing, what I'm doing,
right? Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like when you call me the other night to encourage me, right, I'm down. I mean, I'm like, you know, like, you know, with the real Stu Epperson, please stand up. Well, I don't know if you want to see that, you know? And I get upset, and I have to say to my little cub, honey, I'm sorry for getting mad at you and getting mad at mom.
Yeah.
And I love you, and daddy's a sinner.
Yeah.
You know, but the beautiful thing is, again, none of this is about us.
Absolutely right.
Everything in us, evil
that's right
that's happened to us, and everything that's sinful, that's a struggle. We all have our besetting sins,
right? Mm-hmm. That's right.
If I start looking at this guy here, man, and I, you know, think, oh man, I can't believe he does that. He's, you know, smoking those cigarettes and all that. I haven't seen you light up lately, but but maybe I'm pounding those biscuits too much.
A couple of weeks, right?
I've got a besetting sin. You know? So we just, you know what? We need God's grace.
Amen.
So
amen.
What are we doing? Here's what I'm doing. I'm just gonna go along here and say, hey, listen. I'm a struggling human being.
Mm.
God's changed me.
Mm.
And how can I help encourage you to grow closer to God?
That's right.
And suddenly I bump into a guy who's more mature in Christ than me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dr. Shaw, you could help me grow closer to God. Right? Thank God for you know, Jedi Meisters like him. Right?
Amen.
One more pop culture reference that I love, you're in, dude.
I'm telling you, the force is strong with this one.
Oh, that's it. Right.
But I'm just saying it's like discipleship should be an amazing challenge all of us.
Amen.
Because it's like, hey, who are you discipling? Ask that Sunday morning.
That's right.
Just stop and say, okay. Who are you discipling? Raise your hand. Tell me who you're discipling.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they get, oh, well, you know, they say, who's discipling you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of there. And that scares me, by the way. When you say, how can I pray for you? I'm good. Oh, whoa. Hold on. You pray for me.
Yeah.
If you're good, I've been looking for you all my life.
Yeah, that's right. Okay? That's right.
You're the one I've been waiting for.
Yeah. But see, that's the church is a discipleship factory.
Absolutely.
And all we do at the Truth Network is trying to stimulate that. You know,
absolutely.
So go get under the kind of teaching you're hearing on the station. If you're not plugged into a church and being discipled, go to Clearview. Go to a church in your area
where
the pastor is shucking the corn, breaking the bread, bringing the word, feed the flock.
Amen.
Get under that and get in a community where you can be discipled.
That's right.
And you can be discipling and mobilizing people to reach the world.
Yeah.
Because God's taken your mess to make a message, to spread his message.
Amen.
Because there's 2 billion who've never heard.
That's right.
So what are we
doing?
Right.
That's
right. We got to get going.
That's right.
You know, when I just missed my Bible study every week, 2 weeks ago, I said, guys, I got to shut up because you guys got to get on your missions trip right now. Like, missions trip? I don't know. Yes, life is a missions trip.
Amen.
You're going to go fill up with gas? There's 30 people with that sheets that need to hear about Jesus.
Yeah,
so we have tracks stuffed in your pocket. Look, I got these God Cares for You tracks.
Oh,
I'm going to give one to you. Okay, I'm going to give one to you. I'm going to give one to Pastor.
Yes, sir.
What you're going to do is you're going to give that to one unbeliever today.
Amen.
And if you don't run into any unbelievers, give it to a believer.
I'm already saved. What do I do?
Because there's someone that's not in your life.
Amen.
That's
right.
There's someone that's far from God but close to you.
That's right.
Right on the back of the station.
That's right.
On the a little Christian radio station. They can hear this program. Write the name of your church. Write your cell number. Call me if I can pray with you. It's just a little gospel track. I mean, how hard is that to do?
That's right.
Well, I'm an introvert. Well, how hard is that? Well, I talked to a guy the other day who gives a $1 bill with his gospel tracts.
I love it.
So you get, at least I'm good.
I love it.
Value.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's a buck. They're like, well, no one ever gave me a buck before.
Yeah,
I guess I'm going to read this.
That's right.
Well, be careful. It might change your life. You probably shouldn't read that. You know, next thing you know, wow, now they get saved. They're telling others about Jesus. And, you know,
amen.
Here it comes. You know?
Amen. Wow. Well, this is why we like you.
That's
amen.
Right.
This
that's
is why we no pray for you.
That's
we
right.
We pray for you because this is what the world needs, is a person willing to let God use you.
Amen.
And thank you. Thank you for encouraging us.
Amen.
Thank you for encouraging me. I'm encouraged today.
Absolutely.
Well, treat a blessing to be with you guys and stay vigilant. Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Because y'all are a huge blessing to me and to so many people out there that just depend on Christian radio, that depend on this to be encouraged, to be blessed, just to kind of get through the day.
That's right.
And that need to be mobilized.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, everyone's like, well, why are you doing this in America? Go do this in the other world. Well, here's why. Because the money and the people are here.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so there's going to be more seminaries. There's
absolutely
going to be more solid churches here.
Right.
Even though we know our Chinese brothers are praying that revival will come here. Our Indian brothers are praying that revival will come here because we've gotten soft. We've got lethargic. We've got apathetic. We've got lukewarm.
Yep.
But we are here to now mobilize people.
Amen.
People hearing my voice right now, God has put something in you.
Absolutely.
And the reason he has is so you can go to the nations.
Absolutely.
But I can't go. I don't even have a passport. Well, send money.
That's right.
Or send money to a good church like this that's a sending church.
That's right.
You know, you can, by way of doing that, to, you know, like we said, I referenced this earlier, a virus in 3 months, third world countries are wearing masks. And COVID hadn't even hit them yet.
Yeah.
But somehow the word got there.
Right.
Countries that didn't even have the gospel, tribes in remote parts of the world that didn't even have never had the gospel, that don't even have a written language, that don't even have the Bible in their own dialect, they're wearing masks. And you're like, how are they finding out about this?
Right.
But they're not finding about the thing that's even more contagious,
right.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Will transform their life.
That's right.
That
that's
will
right.
change the whole climate in their life.
That's right.
And bring them up from life to death.
Amen.
And so, that's why we're here.
That's right.
To go reach those
that's
people.
That's right.
Amen.
With the good news of Christ.
It's a great commission. Amen.
That's right. I love that excitement. Thank you so much for being on today's episode. If you guys enjoyed today's topic or you have questions about future topics, make sure you send us a text at 252-582-5028. You can also visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. And just like we've been talking about, maybe you're not the one to go. Maybe you're not the one to hop on a plane and go to the nations or even drive to another state and share the gospel. You can support us as we are broadcasting the gospel. You can partner with us at clearviewtodayshow.com. We are grateful for you. We're grateful to have you as a partner in this journey of sharing the gospel with the nations. The closing question today comes from Michael J.
Michael Jordan himself.
And Michael Jordan himself wrote in.
Huge fan, sir.
And Michael Jackson.
No.
Michael Jackson. Rest in peace.
One can dance, one can dunk.
That's right. That's
right. And Michael J. wants to know, who would win in a fight between Batman and Daredevil?
Oh. Michael, why would you even ask that question? That should be obvious.
I think that there's a clear answer, but I'm interested to know.
I would say Batman. I'm old school. I love Batman. He's got all those gadgets. He'll win.
I've seen Daredevil get his behind kicked so many times. I've never seen Batman lose a fight.
Yeah.
Maybe against Bane, but Batman would drag Daredevil.
Here's the thing. Daredevil's whole thing is his radar. Like, he's able to hear super well and perceive the world.
Okay.
All it takes is a sonic attack.
That's
Batman.
Right.
Like, just turn the volume up real high. Daredevil.
Yeah, that's
done.
Right.
But Daredevil is fighting by faith and not by sight.
Oh, man.
So I'm just saying.
The Jesus juke right at the end.
But Batman better watch out for the wiles of the Daredevil.
That's true, too.
Ooh, that's true.
Daredevil does have God on his side. I will give him that because he is
religious.
He's religious.
That's
all right. I'm still going to say Batman, but I'd say Daredevil.
Yeah, Michael, write in and let us know what you think. You asked the question. Let us know what you think. 252-582-5028. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.